Marshfield will be holding both its special and annual town meeting this evening. And joining us this morning with a preview is Town Administrator Michael Maresco. Mr. Maresco, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. I'm excited to be here this morning. We have a busy day here in the town of Marshfield.
Indeed we do. And we'll start off with the special town meeting first with 12 articles on the warrant. In your opinion, what are the articles that are most likely to generate debate and discussion?
Well, you know, I think that the pilot agreement is one that I think will get a little discussion, but that really is payment in lieu of taxes. That sets the way for us to receive the credits and the money from the solar array field that's going to be built on the CAP landfill, and that's about $21 million over 20 years, roughly $1 million a year. So I don't think there'll be a lot of negativity on it. I think everyone will want to see that money and will go a long way to help out with our utility costs. And then the new public works facility. As folks know, we engaged. The town was very supportive of a debt exclusion back in November of 2019. We were building the DPW facility behind to the right of where it's located right now in Parsonage. And this opportunity came up where we could buy a building and save some additional dollars for the town. And we don't have to bring in, fill, and raise the parcel on Parsonage Street where the DPW is going to be built, raise that by 4 feet. So there's a lot of benefits with doing this. It makes sense. Also clears the way to speed up the process on building the police station. So a lot of benefits. There's cost savings. So, you know, we're very hopeful that citizens will come out and want to support saving money.
Now, the annual town meeting has 20 articles. Same question there. What would you say are probably the two biggest ones?
You know, I'd say the two biggest ones, really, I think people are going to ask some questions about the dog park. We've finally got to the point. Steve Darcy has been the champion behind the dog park. We have some town land. We have some donated land. We need town meeting to approve that. That would open the way for the Stanton Foundation to fund the creation of the dog park. They're going to fund up to $290,000. $50,000 match is coming from CPC dollars, and the dog park folks have raised well over $30,000 to maintain it. So it's a win-win. And then I think really beyond that's the budget. You know, it's the biggest, most important thing we do. It's a $100 million budget, $142,827. It's extremely lean. We cut 1.75% off of it. Because of the financial situation related to COVID, made cuts across the boards, including the schools, based on the potential cuts to local aid. So I think those are really the big ones. You know, we want people to come out. They're going to be safe. We got air conditioning at town meeting. The windows will be open to allow circulation. Fire department will start taking temperatures at 6:15. People have to social distance. They need to wear a mask. And the clerk's made it easy for everyone. She's given everyone a 6-foot string when they check in with her staff and get the warrant and stuff like that.
All right, well, tonight's annual and special town meeting will begin at 7 p.m. at Marshfield High School. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dan.